Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Blog Talk Radio, and we are the Middlemen. I am Alan Harrison.
And I'm Kevin Gordon.
And we have another special person with us today, and her name is Jennifer. How you doing, Jennifer? Mic not on?
I'm doing great. I'm here.
Yeah, Janet Jen has been one of our faithful listeners. You know what I'm saying? She do a lot of contributing to our show behind the scenes, and we greatly appreciate her. And today's show, I know she's going to have a lot of comments and great input in on this show for you guys today.
That's right. Today's show, I ain't paying for shit.
Why is that?
What does that mean to you, G? I mean, I get tired of, you know, I mean, I want to see something different, you know, as far as like in the dating atmosphere, as far as with men and women. You know, you know, let's see if we can elaborate more on that today on this show about the first date. How should it be? Who should pay for what? Should it be men always? Should it be, you know, whoever sets up the date? Should women pay sometime? Or should we just say fuck it and go Dutch? You know, but we're going to elaborate more on that. Yeah. And hopefully today we're going to get some great comments back. Because I have a lot to say.
Yeah, man. And you know what? We're going to get it done today for sure. But look, last week we had a great show for you guys. Basically, it was somewhat catching off the deal and no deal show. But last week we had a couple of guests, Charlie Braxton, Anthony Colon, my man
right.
Tucker Tall, Gennaro Harris. I mean, I'm calling him you, man. Gennaro Hawkins from the SEAs. And for all you that may not know, the Southern Entertainment Awards is going down today. Tunica, Mississippi.
Right.
If you're out there, you're listening to us live, much love from the Middlemen.
That's right.
But basically, last week, we were talking about basically how music is nowadays. Do the music suck? And if you want to go back to blogtalkradio.com/the Middlemen so you can get a little, you know, recap and check out that show from last week. I mean, really, the music sucks. We appreciate everybody that got on the message board on our little site, wearethemiddlemen.com. wearethemiddlemen.name.com. We had some votes on there. We had a battle last week. How that battle went, man?
Well, we had a few landslide victories, and you know we have one that's still kind of up in there. And the battles in which we had Rob Bass, It Takes Two, versus the G Spot Boys, Thank You Leg. And from the actual results from the poll, Rob Bass landslide victory over
Ooh.
That one.
Yeah, that was kind of expected by me, Al. I really expected Rob Bass to really murder that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Stanky Leg, man, I mean, T is really like, they ain't mad at him, but Stanky Leg, Al.
Yeah.
What is a stank? Well, forget about it. How that second battle was looking, man?
Second battle, we had Rakim, Paid in Full, versus OJ the Juice Man, Make the Trap Say A. And
yeah,
of course, on that one, of course, on that one, we all know who won that one. Rakim.
Hey, what?
Rakim, of course.
Man, damn. I really put my money on that boy.
Okay.
Okay. He lost.
Right.
Well, hey, man, I ain't mad at him. So, I mean, the next time, maybe he'll have more than that one-hit wonder what he has. So.
Right.
But
yeah,
third battle.
Our last and third battle, of course. It's Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing versus R. Kelly. Your Body's Calling.
Now, that was...
That one, right?
Oof.
Yeah, that was... That was a good one. That was a good one. And it's still up in there. I mean, really, from the results, Marvin Gaye is just leading by one vote over R. Kelly.
I mean, that's to be expected, man, because, I mean, you got to think about it. The best of this generation against the best of his generation, man. I mean, hey, that's always going to be up in the air with those two right there, man, because either way it goes, both of them make baby-making music.
Exactly. And I'm probably going to have two or three kids, you know, from either Marvin Gaye or R. Kelly in the future.
Hey, ain't no baby boom. It's an R. Kelly boom.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, man, we appreciate everybody that you know what I'm saying, got on our site and voted. You know what I'm saying? We greatly appreciate it. And if you get the opportunity, go on wearethemiddleman.ning.com. Go ahead and join, you know, get your profile updated.
Right.
And we can also send you blast out, and you can also check the show, and we'll let you know what's going on with us.
Right. And we're trying to make the site a little more interactive for people. You know, we're going to have little contests and stuff on there eventually where you can actually win prizes, and also little polls and stuff where you can actually vote on the particular topics of the day or what we're talking about. And we also have a new poll up for this particular show that you can actually go to the website and vote on as well, too.
Yeah. This week's poll is, who should pay when you go out on a date, the male or the female, or should you guys just go Dutch? We also have a second poll. Should there be sex on the first date? Yes, no, or always? Now, we got the freestyle down. I know y'all going to click on it always.
Right. Right. So, and we're also going to touch on those particular topics as well today in this show. The first date. I ain't paying for shit.
Damn thing. I mean, I wonder how many people really feel like that. If you're out on the line right now and you feel like you shouldn't have to pay if somebody asks you out for a date, no matter if you're male or female, go ahead and let us know. If it was up to me, hey, man, I wouldn't pay for nothing.
you gotta look at it from the scenario, I mean, you know, of it as well, too, man. You know.
Yeah,
if
but
you
hey,
say
man,
to make
I really don't care.
I mean, I don't know.
I really don't care. They can say what they want to say, but I ain't paying for nothing. I probably won't get a date behind that, but I ain't paying for nothing. But,
well,
some of the current events going on, man. What's going on out here?
I wanna talk about this show that I have been watching. I love TV, people. The show called Tough Love, it comes on VH1.
Right.
And it is a show about single women, and they have this one guy. Who is he's not a psychologist, but he is like a relationship, like he helps people find their mate, whatever. He's like a matchmaker.
Right.
And on this show, you know, he is actually analyzing these girls that are actually on the show, telling them what's wrong, how they can improve, you know, and actually find that potential mate. And so far, this show has been very, very good. I mean, I'm glad we got a show like that.
Is that more so like a life coach, but more on the dating side?
I would say so, somewhat, because he is watching their every move, you know, and he critiques them very hard, which is good, because you know a lot of people, you know, they think they can get anybody or they think they cannot find nobody, you know, but he is actually helping them realize their strengths and realize their weaknesses and try to. Learn from those strengths and build on them, which is good, instead of always bringing up your weaknesses.
I think back in the day, man, that would have helped out a lot of people. I know myself personally, I wouldn't need a life coach or dating coach because I was a beast when it came to dating back in the day. Now, I can't say that, baby. I'm rusted. So that's why I say I don't need to pay for that. You know what, man? That's so...
ladies, don't worry. I know they're talking a lot of junk.
Yeah.
But I got your back. I got your back for these men out here thinking they still don't have to pay. I'm here to let them know what we think. That ain't going to work.
Well, we're going to see what it is today. And when we definitely make you figure this out, you're going to understand where we're coming from and why we say what we say, because at the end of the day,
right.
I ain't paying for nothing. So we're going to move into our first song of the day, man. You know, that's one of our traditionals right there. We'll go ahead and hit you up with something new today. Al, what do we have on the menu?
Well, today we're going to play a song by one of Mississippi's finest. His name is Scar. You know, he's a well-rounded guy, and the name of the song is What Is This?
Here we go with it. Scar.
Yo, can you hear me? Yo, mic check, 1-2. Mic check,
yo,
hey.
Bro, somebody out there, you know what I mean?
I got a story to tell.
Are you listening?
I said I got a story to tell. Are you listening? Anybody out there? Here we go.
I was about 18 when I met her. Man, she was so fly, I had to get her. 5'5", brown eyes, caramel skin, hair blowing in the wind.
And I think she might be the one for me.
She was posted on the corner, waiting for the bus. It was time to run the phone. I had to ask her her name and what's the matter. Forget about her past,
'cause the future begins with me.
So we proceeded to swerve up in the cutlass. 1972 with the buckets, top down riding through town. You gotta love it.
She's smiling, looking lovely.
So I'm asking myself, how could this be? 'Cause I never felt this way before.
I could tell by the look in her eyes.
Something new, the kind of thing that makes a nigga do
things he ain't supposed to.
I said, microphone check, 1-2.
What is this? Is this that thing that folks call us love?
Is this that thing called love? Or is it love?
Oh, I said, microphone check, 1-2. What is this? Is this that thing that folks call us love? She told me don't worry, she will be okay. And I'm staring at her like she dropped out heaven. She said that she was working for a friend, trying to make it. She's trying to survive,
she's trying to get by.
Microphone check, 1-2. What is this? Is this that thing that folks call us so love?
Folks call us so love. Folks call us so love.
Microphone check, 1-2. What is this? Is this that thing that folks call us so love?
She lets down her hair and she lets me. I know she's smart and she's silly, but I take her serious. And when I need her and want her, I dot it with a period. And when it's mutual, there's not much to say. You know it's genuine when all your jewelry's tucked away. And she mine when she's mine, but I make time for her mind. 'Cause after all, I'ma shine when she blind, huh? And I can say a quote resembling a ray of hope. The leading lady's love scene in a play I wrote. With all the drama, suspense, humor, and horror, touch her gently, but I'm probably going to scar her.
Ooh, I like that.
Man.
That is Scar. What is this?
Yes. Featuring CeeLo Green.
What?
Mr. CeeLo Green. That was a pretty hot record right there. You can go on. Scar has a MySpace page, and it's Superstar Scar. That's our guy right there. But today, we got a doozy for you today. Are you willing to pay? Are you going to pay? But I know me, I'm not paying for nothing. Let them know what we're talking about today, Al.
Well, today we're going to be discussing the first date. Who should pay for what? Should it be men always, or, you know, or should it be whoever sets up the date? Or should sometimes the woman pay?
Mm-hmm.
Or should we just go Dutch, you know? And then also, you know, we're going to touch on later on the show, what are the expectations of the first date, the do's and don'ts of the first date, and what is considered to be inappropriate on the first date, and also, should there be sex on the first date?
Yeah, when is too early for that first booty call? I know a lot of y'all out there be like, man, you know, if I can get it the first date, I'm going to get it. So,
right.
Hey, do what
right.
You got to do. If you're out there on the line, press number 1. We would love to hear your comment. If you have anything you want to add to this conversation today, feel free to go ahead and join in right now.
press that number 1-718-508-9972. We are the middleman.
Yeah, so let's start out.
Yeah.
Let's start out. Who should pay for what, man? Who should pay?
In my opinion, and if I can just put it out there real talk, if I've heard some, you know, Jen brought up a good comment, you know, good comment last time we was conversating about this, and she was saying if somebody asks someone to go out on a date, then they should pay. You know, me personally, if I ask you to go out on a date, that don't mean that I want you to try to mooch off of me. I'm like, hey, if I ask you out for a date, guess what? We going out, we going to enjoy ourselves, but I hope your money and your pockets is right. You can call me El Cheapo. I ain't paying for nothing.
Man, well, I can definitely agree with that, you know what I'm saying, to one extent. But also, you know, I mean, if you want to impress somebody or if you're actually, like, if, you know, if you're a guy and you're trying to, you know, you've seen this girl that you've been wanting to just meet for the longest or whatever and you just finally just got up the nerve and said, hey, let me go up and talk to her. Mm-hmm. And you get to talking to her, you ask her out on a date. I feel in that particular situation, you know, he should, of course, pay. Now, any other things that comes along with the date, like if she brings up something she want to do, you know, that's on her.
Well, hey, man, I mean, hey, that's cool. But just like the song says, is that lust or is that a form of love, man? Because me personally, you know, majority of the time when you're going out on a date, it's lust at first sight. You know what your intentions is when you go out there
right.
for that first time. You're trying to hit some, move it along. Not everybody, but a lot of people
right.
are like, man, let me hit it. I'm going to keep it moving to the next
level. Let me hit it.
You know what I'm saying? But if you ask me, I mean, I really want to hear what the callers out there. If you're on the line right now, if you ever been on a date and somebody asks you to pay, even though they asked you out, go ahead and call in. But until then, like I keep saying, I'm going to reiterate this. I'm not paying for nothing. I'm going to be the one to keep saying not a damn thing.
Now, okay, well, let me ask you this. I mean, do you feel that maybe sometimes the female should pay?
Always. No, I'm just playing.
I mean, for both parties.
Uh-huh.
For her and the guy.
I look at it like this. You have a lot of women that say, hey, I'm independent, therefore I shouldn't have to pay for anything. You know what I'm saying? To me, that's an oxymoron. I'm independent. I don't need you, but yet and still, I'm going to go on a date, and you're going to have to pay for it. But I don't need you, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if you're
right.
going out on a date, and a lady like, well, hey, you meet her, and you go to her house is like humongous. She's driving the new Benz, the new X, whatever, class or series or whatever. And you get there, and you go to like a mid-level joint. And then, you know, the ticket comes like $40 or whatever. And she's like, hey, you got me? I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? You what?
Right, her ticket.
In that situation right there, I'm like, no, man. You know, I'm not trying to press you like that. You know what you want. I know what I want. You grown, I'm grown. Let's handle it.
Right.
You know, I'm talking from, I guess maybe I'm wrong for talking from a sexual standpoint, but, I mean, that is kind of the position of going out on a date, in my opinion, to a certain degree. If you don't agree with that, say something about it.
Let's ask our co-host for the day, Jennifer, what she feels about this situation. Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I feel that both of y'all are full of shit because basically, y'all better be glad that you have significant others already in your life because if you ask me out, ladies, am I wrong? Ladies, am I wrong? If you ask me out, you're paying. And if I do pay or we go Dutch, then that changed the whole game. Like, it's two friends kicking it instead of, you know, a potential romantic interest. That changes the game right there. I'm not paying for nothing. If a man asks me out, I'm not paying. You shouldn't have asked me if you didn't want to pay. Ladies, am I wrong?
Well, I'm going to say this. If I ask you out, but yet and still, you're an independent person, you grown, you can handle your business, you can say we full of shit, but when it comes down to it, you say a possible romantic interest or whatever like that, you know what you coming to that day for. You trying to check this dude out, you know what the background of that's going to be.
No, I'm saying if you say that I have to pay for my own meal, then yeah, I know how I'm gonna think coming into the day. This is my friend. Like, I'm kicking it with my friend. I ain't gonna look at you like, you know, I'm gonna give you some booty. I'm not looking at you like you could be my man. All of that changes.
So I mean, number one, for you to get to the date, you had to think something about that gentleman from the gate, right?
From the get go.
Well, my mind has changed the moment you asked me to take out my wallet.
So hold on now. If we get to the table, you know what I'm saying, and I open my wallet, and then I'm looking at you like, you got your end up, so what you saying right there? Is everything off? So what does make that situation?
That's what, warning, LT code, moving on. That's exactly what they say.
Wow.
What does it make that situation when you think about it? If we come to the point where, okay, I got to pay you to further this relationship. And that's, in other words, in essence, that's what that is, right?
No. That ain't what it is. It's just how it's supposed to be. The man pays.
Hold on. I mean, you're saying that this is how it's supposed to be. Like, who identified that back in the history books that this is how it's supposed to be? Now, We're not trying to get religious. I was just about to say that.
God said so. That's y'all problem. Men are so...
No. Hold on. The way he was looking at it as, if you are together in one union.
No. Like, if you're my man... If you're my man, I'll buy you, you know, I got you. If you my man, I got you on your little, you know, number one at McDonald's. I'll go get you one. But if you not my man, then, you know, I'm not paying, because that's an investment. You're making an investment.
You said an investment. So what do you think we investing in?
My time. If you could tell that you asking me how you investing in my time.
Because you know what, I can invest on in somebody's time, and I hate to say his role, but on Stewart Avenue.
But
all those that don't know what Stewart Avenue is, that's where the track is. For all those that don't know what a track is, that's where the ladies walk at. I'm just gonna keep it gangster.
But still, you're investing in a quality lady's time. The ladies on Stewart Avenue may not be as much quality as the young lady that you're asking out. So that's what you're investing in, a quality period of time that you're spending with someone.
But now check this out. If I go to Stewart Avenue, right, and I go out, say, with this woman, and I'm paying and all of that, at the end of the night, I don't think I get a, thank you, I'm full, I'm going to go to sleep, good night, bye-bye, may see you later. But when I go to Stewart Avenue, I get what I want, I ain't paying for nothing, bye.
But then you might get a disease. She might not be as intelligent as the woman you're talking to.
Hold on.
I can get a disease with the lady I'm out on, out on a date with.
But it's a statistic. It's a scenario. Like, your chances are more likely with that person than it would be the person that you asking out on the date.
Right.
We got a comment on the board right here from Lee. She's saying, unless the woman explicitly states she is going to pay for the activity, it should be expected that the man should be a man and handle that. Okay.
Wow.
Would you like to comment on that? Because I know I'm like, whoa. Wow. I might have to say something.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Lee, I agree with you.
What?
Expect us
to pay? No. Where is the expectation of me paying? What should be my expectation level for this day?
Your expectations is that you are... Well, first of all, why did you ask the girl out if you expect her to pay?
How you going to ask me why I asked her? Now, I'm hypothetically speaking. Now, this is not me always, but sometimes men do think like this. I'm going to just give you the raw of how some men think. Our expectation is, hey, maybe I will get some, maybe I won't. On the back end of that, you're thinking maybe we may have a good date. I may enjoy myself. You know what I'm saying? Maybe.
Right.
But the forefront of the thought is, hey, maybe I will get me some. That's what a lot of guys are thinking.
Well, definitely you ain't going to get none if you don't pay.
See? Can I go back to Stewart Avenue for that?
So I guess the gist of all of this, if the guy initiates the actual transaction, he should pay. If not, I mean, Dutch, I mean, if you go Dutch, I mean, I guess this would just be like a friendly date, and meaning that the guy will be probably forever stuck in the friend zone.
Yep, you're forever, ever my friend if you make me pay. Because when you pay, as a woman, when you pay, you're making an investment. As a man, you should want me to pay. Because if things don't work out and I have invested money in you, that's how things get ugly. That's why y'all call us crazy. You know, we act up. Your windows might get broke. That's why things like that
happen. Hold on now. So you're getting a little bit too, you know what I'm saying, too aggressive now. You know.
No, that is reality. That's what men need to realize. Why do women take things to the extra step? Y'all want to call us crazy? Is she tripping? I ain't talking to her no more. It's because we have made some kind of investment in that man. And when you renege on my investment, oh, it's going to be ugly.
Hold on now. I'm going to go back to what I asked you earlier. What is our investment in this? What are we getting out of this? I mean, your time is okay, that's fine, but you're getting my time. Not only are you getting my time, you are getting my money. And 9 out of 10 times, you're getting more of my money because I got to pick you up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got to ride around, waste my gas. You know what I'm saying?
Because
that's unbalanced.
Hold on now. Ride around, wasting your gas with the air on.
Ooh.
Yeah. All day.
No, every successful man has some kind of strong woman behind them. So you're making an investment to have a potential strong woman behind you, better you.
I would say that a lady would be strong if she could pay for her own stuff. She's strong. She's independent. Very strong. And if y'all down the line right now, you can go ahead and press 1 if you want to get in on this conversation.
Yeah, please call in.
Right now, we're winning. The men are 2-0, buddy. Hey.
Oh, yeah. All that. Well, since you just said that, G, we have a caller who wants to comment. Hello, caller. You're on the line. 301-613.
I'm here.
We are the middleman. How are you doing? Yes.
I'm fine. How are you all doing?
We're doing great. How about
yourself?
What's that?
We're over here winning this competition. What do you think?
No, I don't think so. My comment is, if you ask a young lady to go on a date, you should flip the bill. If you don't want to pay for anything, take her somewhere free.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And
I agree with you.
But at the same time, I'm still paying because guess what? I still got to pick up.
Well,
so should she meet me somewhere? Should I say, hey,
well, maybe you should
put in
talk
your
to
car
the,
and meet me.
Maybe you should talk to the young woman to see where her mind's at before you decide to take her on a date and you won't run into this problem.
I can agree with that, but we're just speaking as far as in general. A lot of times, a lot of women expect us, like the expectations. Oh, you're a man.
It's
so
expected all the time. Yeah. It is the general, put it that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, far as if you were to go out, this is the general, like, expectation. Oh, he's paying for sure, for everything. Movies, dinner. Dancing afterwards, whatever.
Well,
I don't know.
I think when you first start out, I think it is a good idea for the man to be a man and to take care of things. And as time goes on, when the woman feels more comfortable with you, she'll explicitly say, okay, I'll handle this. And then you'll see what kind of character she has. Now, if you continue to pay on a woman, you'll see that she's a gold digger and don't deal with her anymore.
Yeah, that's true. But what if you got a case like, okay, the guy is ugly. Let's keep it real. He's just dog ugly. But he said, hey, baby, I'm going to take you to Ruth Chris. And after that, we're going to go X, Y, and Z. But the whole date might cost maybe over a couple of grand. But she's like, ooh, should I not go with him or should I go with him? So how should you handle that? You know, a lot of times he's investing a lot in that situation. But on the back end of it, hey, what is he really getting out of it? And at the end of the day, she's like, man, this dude is dog ugly. I'm full. Thank you. Kiss, kiss. Bye-bye. Then what?
Well, first of all, he should be taking her to Ruth Chris on the first date. You got to work your way up so you can see what kind of woman she is. If she's worth spending your time with, worth spending your money with, you'll know. Don't be a fool and spend all your money. That's your fault.
But you know, you got to keep it real too. How many times have you been on a date where you was like, "This guy's ugly, but I'm gonna still go because I might enjoy myself."
I've never done that.
Come on, keep it real.
I'm being for real. I can't go on a date with someone I'm not attracted to.
So you've never been out on a date with someone. Well, let's reverse that. Have you felt like a guy has not been attracted to you and he didn't call back, but you know what I'm saying, y'all had a good time, but he was like, "I ain't calling back no more." Had that ever happened to you?
But like I said, I think it shows a great deal of chivalry if a man does it for you initially. And if time goes by, the woman continues to just take, don't give in to her anymore and move on.
Yeah.
And caller, would you agree as a woman that, you know, it's not saying that we won't pay all the time. It's just that, you know, we're not going to pay until we know that we're ready to make an investment in that individual, that man.
Right. And in these times, like, all you hear is Miss Independent. Like, all the guys want someone who's independent, who does for themselves. That's fine. But what happens taking care of a woman, treating her like a princess? Is that gone?
Whatever happened to treating a man like a king?
Well, it's a give and
take. Oh, yeah. It was a turn.
No. I say this. Every man wants a queen, mother, whore. He wants her to be the queen, beautiful, poised. He wants to be a mother. You want me to cook for you. You want me to take care of you. And you want me to act like a hooker on, what's that street you saying?
Stewart Avenue.
Yeah, you want me to act like I'm the number one hooker on Stewart Avenue. That's what you want me to act like. But they don't want to be the king. Every woman, they'll be the queen, mother, whore. If they man is the king, what you want to do? You want to take me where? Where are you taking these girls that you spending all this money on? Now, if you take me to a high class, you know, A-star restaurant, you treat me nice, you come with flowers and gifts. Oh, you know, I'm gonna treat you like you King Henry the, eighth. But if you don't come with your part, then I'm not doing that.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
Well, we thank both of you guys for your comment, and, you know, we're going to continue this conversation on into the next segment. Basically, we're going to go ahead and move on to our next song. So if you're on the line, you want to comment, go ahead and press 1. The number is 718-508-9972. We're going to go ahead and move into our second song. This is by our man, produced by our homie that was on the show last week, Chucky Charles, and also the guy that he's featuring is Montel Jordan. Yes, this is how we do it, Montel Jordan. Here we go.
Just can't so soft to the touch.
She's so hot.
what I mean. The way them thighs damn near busting out of them jeans. The way that sexy walk had that Gucci bag just swinging. Everything about how you do it when you doing your thing. And if it's any spot that need it, then I'm rubbing that. Take my time when I get it, and she loving that. See, I'm a real G, so all the other women be jealous. Asking what she got, that they ain't got, and that's when I tell them.
Yes, and we're back live now. That was a nice song, G.
Hey, yeah, that was Montel Jordan, produced by our friend and good friend, Chucky Charles. And, man, that was a hot track.
Well, I want to start off this segment. Well, first we discussed, you know, in the previous segment, who should pay for what. We had a nice little conversation. But I guess we came up with the assumption from that particular segment is whoever initiates the date should pay. But 9 times out of 10, the guy is expected to pay because of, you know, how the role is as far as in the first date. You know,
basically he gonna take the L.
Yeah. I mean, chivalry as well too, I guess. I don't know, would that be considered part of the chivalry part of it?
Man, chivalry is dead. Let's keep it real. These young kids don't know nothing about it. I still open up doors, though. I'm going to keep it real. I open up doors. You know, I mean, I still pull out chairs. I try to be as polite as I can, but it seems like the generation now,
Yeah. Well, let's move on to the do's and don'ts of the first date. I'm going to give you a list of 10 things to do on the first date and 10 things that you should not do on the first date. Starting off with the do's. Guys, be on time. Okay, please be on time. If you say you're going to come pick up at such and such hour or 8 o'clock, 8:30, she's going to expect you to be there at 8:15 or 7:45, depending on what time you set up the date. So be on time. And also make your partner feel comfortable. You know, make her feel like, you know, she can actually be with you the whole night. She can actually open up to you and have a decent conversation with you. And also be an interesting date. You know, the worst thing you can do, you know, is to turn up the date, you know, with someone and then just sit there all night and talk, you know, about something that don't even make sense to them. You know, talk about something that you all know and can actually talk about. You know, laugh at each other's jokes. That's number four. You know, keep the conversation alive as well, too. You know, that's number five. You know, having that dead silence in there and both of you all looking down and looking around and next thing you know, something else comes up. Nah, that lets you know the vibe is not there, you know, as good. Also, take an interest in them. You know, of course, we've probably been on dates somewhere, you know, the female has probably kept blabbering, or the guy has probably kept on blabbering about things that do not interest that person, you know. But if it doesn't interest you, look concerned, you know, give those little cute notes like, interesting, okay, stuff like that, you know. But just make it seem like you are interested in it, and then you can kind of find your way in there to change the subject. And also, take them somewhere unique. You know, take them somewhere maybe they haven't been before, or somewhere that you know that y'all will have a very nice time, or they have a very nice menu, you know, as far as foods and stuff like that. You know, leaving that last impression on your particular date, you know what I'm saying, that will actually make or break you as far as the next date, or even if she's going to pick up the phone when she calls, or he, or whatever. And also, be confident. Confidence says a lot about a person. And number nine, be yourself. Don't come off, you know, like you're just trying to be 50 Cent when you ain't 50 Cent. You know, don't be acting like him. You know, be yourself. You know, be yourself, too. You know, just because you put on makeup, that doesn't mean you have to change your personality to fit the makeup. Be yourself.
True.
And most importantly, stay safe. You know, stay safe on the date. You know, guys, if you're walking with her down the street or whatever, make sure she is on the inside of you, not on the outside. Make sure she is on the inside of you, and that'll also make her feel more comfortable. That'll let her know that you're actually caring about her safety. So if you need to hold her hand, if she lets you hold her hand, let her hold her hand. If y'all in a crowd of people or whatever, you know, try to walk as close as you can with to her, you know, so she'll feel like, you know, you're watching out for her and y'all are not losing each other. And let's move on to the don't. Don't be late. Don't be late, you know. And also, don't talk about yourself all night. You know, don't talk about your past relationships either all night. Don't nobody want to hear about that. And please don't eat with your mouth open.
Ooh,
don't
man.
Eat.
Do you know I hate that? I cannot stand
right.
a girl that you sit up there and you take them somewhere, man. Only thing you hear is the trough, like a horse. Yeah. I'm like, man, come on. Food falling
right.
out your
They're
mouth. That is the biggest turn off ever. Ever.
Right.
So if you ever been on a date with someone and they did those things, the do's and the don'ts, what are your do's and don'ts? Press number one on your phone or either go ahead and leave the comment on our message board. We have someone on there live right now that would answer. Or either we can answer the questions for you. The number is 718-508-9972. We are the middleman. What are the do's and the don'ts?
I mean, it's a whole list of things that we can actually elaborate on, G, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, use your common sense and common knowledge, man. And then, you know, of course, that's going to actually lead into our next discussion. What are the expectations for the first date?
I think we were talking about a little bit. We elaborated on that a little bit earlier. But me,
yeah.
my expectations are, I want me personally, and this is real talk, I want to enjoy myself. I want to feel like, hey, I would like to go out with you again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I want to feel like, hey, I really dig this person, but, man, it just don't seem like that happens always. And
no,
plus,
no.
I would like to have some booty.
Now, is that an expectation of the first date? Like, far as when you ask somebody, are you expecting to get some? Or?
No, I'm just playing
I
with
mean,
that because nowadays, man, like Jen was saying earlier, you may get one of them crazy girls. But,
yeah.
I mean, really, I want to enjoy myself and, you know what I'm saying, have
yeah.
good conversation. I really can't stand talking to airheads.
Right.
Pretty dumb people.
Hey, you know, also, guys, you know, don't expect too much out of the date. You know, the only thing that can really, you know what I'm saying, like, if you want something to happen, you know, as far as, you know, that's good or whatever, you gotta actually try to make it happen, but don't let it exceed her means or her comfort zone.
Yeah.
You know.
I see that we got another person that's chatting with us on our message board, Musiki. Women who are too independent never got to the second date with me. Man. Hey
yeah.
man. Hey, I'm real. Hey, we're winning here.
Right.
All the ladies on the line, you're too scared to call in. Men, it's 3-0 right now. We're really whooping your butt right now.
Right.
Yes, we are.
And we can see through, you know, females that are like that. We can see through them all day. But they put on fronts like a mug. You can tell by their conversation.
Yeah.
That ain't about Jack.
We are whooping the women's butt right now. I'm tripping off of this.
I mean,
hey,
Dan,
but you know
Dan,
what?
And do you want to comment?
I'm just
saying that you're not really winning, you know, because when the ladies
do start calling right now, baby, ain't nobody made no point that was a knockout yet.
Yes.
Right.
The main point is, man, you can have that opinion if you want to. You can go around and say you ain't paying, you're not being chivalrous, you're not doing this. I guarantee, number one, you ain't getting that many days, and number two, you definitely ain't getting no booty.
Ooh.
And so, you know, so at the end of the day, we win.
Hey,
okay.
Mr.
Hey, you can be alone.
Hold
all you want to.
Hold up. Okay. Women won't say just as much as men do, and probably 10 times more. But I guarantee, if I come out there smelling gooder than a mug, with my goddamn blazer on, my faces or whatever, and my friend Steve Harvey, well, it used to be Steve Harvey lying, you know, he bald-headed now, so we can't say it anymore. But, I mean, come on, man.
I mean, what they say, a flashy man gets the peacock?
Well, we have a person on the message board that's saying that they're not going to pay for women, I guess, because you couldn't do anything for them. So person on the message board that has that opinion. Why is that? Why do you think you can't do anything for me if you pay for our first date? I don't understand it.
I give you my opinion on that.
Okay.
Because the first date, we've done everything we can. We've done everything. Because, you know, 9 out of 10 times, we're going to try to impress you. We're going to do the best that we can to put on the first, you know, that first good impression. And on that second day, you know, we're going to carry on and carry over to that. But I guess they're just saying that if we do everything we can on that first date and you know, you come to that second date, what are your expectations? Like, man, you got to take it up another level. So I'm like, if I took it up to my top level on the first date, I'm like, damn, I can't do that the second date.
Wrong. If you pay for the first date, it's not like you're saying that you have went and spent thousands and thousands of dollars. But what you're saying to me as the woman, like, he's done, like, all, you don't even have to spend that much money to impress a girl.
Yeah. See,
that's y'all problem. You think that you have to go out and be, you know, this big baller. Just that men just don't want to put in the work. They don't want to put in the work and creativity.
Me, I ain't paying no more than $35, and that's $25
for the
dinner.
Okay,
for
the cap.
$25 for the dinner, and then we going to the matinee, and that's $5 a piece. Nightcap and date.
No, okay. Well, tell me if you were going on your first date, what would if you were paying? What would you do? What would you do?
I mean, it depends on who I'm taking out, man. Depends on who you're taking out, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you're gonna actually design the date to the woman or to the man.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not just going to, like, you know, you're not going to take no floozy, you know what I'm saying, to a five-star restaurant and y'all going to go to a Broadway play after.
Hey,
no,
you're
not.
Be like the salad fork is her regular fork, you know.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You're going to fit it to the description of the lady or the guy. You know? So... I mean, hey, what?
Another knockout. That's 4-0, baby. 4-0.
I'm so glad y'all have.
I'm Mike Tyson right now.
No. I'm so glad y'all have girlfriends because y'all have no creativity. That's what's wrong with most men. Creativity is dead. You say, I base it on the woman. What kind of women are y'all going to be asking out? What kind of women are
you going to be asking out?
Not even that complicated. It's not even that,
complicated. That is real talk. That is real tough, okay? Because
you
can
know what you're dealing with when you get there.
Exactly right. That is real tough.
Okay, we have a woman on the message board, Lee, and she's saying, why would you be dating with someone who you think is a floozy? That's right, Lee. Why are you picking up someone?
Hey, hold up now. We're going to take this way back.
Hold on. I got one for y'all. We're going to take it back.
Hold up. Y'all remember a couple of shows ago when we were talking about the family? We had one lady say, I had to make myself up before I go to the grocery store. I had to put on my makeup and do all this stuff and to get out in public. So you got to think about this. 9 out of 10 times, y'all mask up so well that we can't tell who was on the first time we meet you. Then we get out on the date. Then you sitting up there like.
He's in the Holy Spirit.
This is another
show. He's in the Holy Spirit. No.
I can't believe you just said it. We have to. Let me tell you, men have hurt us and our self-esteem so bad that we feel like we have to look like Naomi Campbell just to go get some
Hold up. Get it to yourself. Because number one, if you were watching television and you feel like that, because number one, beauty comes within. You know, it comes from the inside first.
No, I'm not getting no dates. If I go to the store with my flip-flops on, some baggy jeans, my rollers in my hair, looking like a mess,
Somebody may think that's sexy. Let me add this in here.
G and Jennifer. Okay, now we know in previous movies and TV shows and also on TV, I mean, it's everywhere, the black male is often criticized more worse than the female. We are belittled, and we are, you know, well, I don't need him, I don't need that, a black man can't do shit to me. That is the common theme or whatever that is going on in our past or whatever, you know. Today, in today's society, it's still going on, but it's not as worse. So, I mean, you know, that's why. That's why you have some men that are like that now. Riddick Bowe to the job.
I still say beauty comes with, from within, though, because, I mean, a lot of times, I mean, you know, a lot of women feel like they got to cake up, put all this makeup on.
Oh, yeah.
And do all these different things.
But you really
things.
Don't have to do all that.
You don't have to.
This week, I'm
going
to test y'all theory out and see how many dates I get.
Okay.
This, I think I'm the only single person this week. So next week, I'm going to have the results. I'm just going to go around. No makeup, not dressed up, just like, you know, just a mess and see what happens.
I'm going to tell you like this. In my previous history before, you know, time, whatever, I have seen some beautiful women in Walmart just walking around like they just woke up, and I still wanted to holler.
I don't believe you.
I still say that, I mean, you don't have to believe that. I've seen very attractive women without makeup on. But it comes to the degree where we feel like that.
I agree, but I'm just saying that women that do dress up to go to the grocery store, it is because of men that, you know, make you feel that way. You know, like you have to put on the front, or you're not going to get a man to ask for your phone number.
If you want to comment,
did y'all just have a show about that?
Yeah, we did. I mean, basically, but you know, we're up here. I'm serious, Jen. We really want you out this weekend. You're gonna need more people. So make sure you have all your friends call in next week, and we're going to continue something on this level, because it's going to be on this level next week. So if y'all on the line right now, 718-508-9972, make sure you call in next week, because, man, we won.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know what? We're going to go into our third song of the day, and we're going to give everybody enough time to recoup and get their mind together. If you're on the line, we are talking about do's and don'ts on the date. You want to comment, go ahead and press 1 on your phone, and we're going to get to you. And we're going to move into our third song of the day, and it's by who? And it's called Until I Find You.
Sometimes late at night when my sleeping escapes, I just close my eyes, drip deep into space. And right before my mind eyes, I have to remind God to send me a dream about seeing your face. Yeah, I know that sounds crazy, cause we ain't even met yet. I never wonder if you'll be what I expected, cause you was made for me, and I was made for you. Sooner or later, we gonna meet when we able to. Hope it's a day or two, because it's hard resting with all these hard questions that I'm beyond guessing. Like, what you look like, and how your mind come off, giving me food for thought, and what you cook like. I'm about to book flights first in line. I'm a king, mommy, my queen, I worship mine. At the perfect time, you gon' look and I'll be behind you, cause I'm gonna keep searching till I find you. London, England, Paris, Cleveland, Brooklyn, Sweden, every single evening, thinking of you often. Boston, Austin, Philly, Portland, probably New York, and Cali, Maui, Cincinnati, mountains, valleys, islands, Abbots, Kenya, France, Italy, Sicily, Japan. Baby, I'm gonna find you when I can. I wonder, will your voice sound like the summer, heart pound like it's thunder when I go dial your number? Will I count every second before you answer the phone? Will I dread saying bye before you tell me hello? Will your scent smell like the breeze in the rain? Will your name flow like the seas? Entertained by dinner and a movie or a night at the bar? We go get a hotel and kick it right in the car. When we go hit up the party, look at the one to touch you like Omari. You'll have to smile, tell them you're sorry, and then you come and smother me. Lord, I hate you for life and your discovery. And all the thugs will be sick, know that they will probably kill the crush. Probably throw you mad paper, rim wheels and such. I won't trip if you let a ball or fill your butt, if you pay a couple bills for us. London, England, Paris, Cleveland, Brooklyn, Sweden, every single evening, thinking of you often. Boston, Austin, Philly, Portland, probably New York, and Cali, Maui, Cincinnati, mountains, valleys, islands, abbeys, Kenya, France, Italy, Sicily, Japan. Baby, I'ma find you when I can. She loves me, she loves me not. Will your attitude bug me or bug me not? Will your soft hands touch me or rub me hot? I spend hours every day kissing lovely spots in your body, right? It could be a tall one, a short one, a sweet voice, or that sexy kind of horse one. Did your last man act up and you divorced him? You got a kid, that's cool, your wife support one. But two or three, I wasn't hoping for that. But you for me, so I know I'd still be open for that. I got nothing but open doors for you. Travel Brooklyn Bridge to Oakland Shore for you till I'm broke and poor for you. Will I find you in San Fran or Sicily? My band will stick with me. They gon' play a symphony. The first time I see you, the clouds are due. A heavenly thing where one beam of light sneak through and beams on your face. But it ain't just about how your face look. What's your shoe size? How you like your steak cooked? You fly by night or you the type to stay put? You free flowing or you living out of date book? I met some dwarves that I thought was you. It wasn't long, no, before I learned the awful truth. They were all imposters. I'm dying for you, girl. Tell God to send you or send doctors. London, England, Paris, Cleveland, Brooklyn, Sweden. Every single evening, thinking of you often. Boston, Austin, Philly, Portland, probably New York, and Cali, Maui, Cincinnati, mountains, valleys, islands, abbeys, Kenya, France, Italy, Sicily, Japan. Maybe I'm gonna find you when I can.
And we are back on live. We are the Middlemen, and this is Alan.
And this is Kevin. This week, y'all, it was a doozy. We appreciate everybody for tuning in. If you're on the net, you're on your phone, stay on a little bit longer. We're going to let the show run a little bit past today. And we appreciate. Normally, we would do the church segment right now, but our man Doug G is, as usual, on the highway. He's at the SEA, Southern Entertainment Awards in Tunica, Mississippi. Shouts out to Gennaro Hawkins, Infamous, and Outlaw. Shouts out to those guys. So I guess we're not going to have Dub with his wild out, so you'll catch it in Mega Blast next week, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But this week, let them know what we were talking about, Al.
Well, this week we were talking about the first date. Who should pay for what? Should men always pay, or should women sometimes pay, or should we just go Dutch? And we also discussed the expectations of the first date, and also the do's and don'ts of the first date. Now, I think we need to sort of touch on this last thing, you know, this last topic. Should there be sex on the first date, or when is it too early for a booty call?
If you're on the line right now and you want to comment on that, press 1, because right now I think, in my opinion, I feel like first date sex, I can't lie. You know what I'm saying? It may have happened in my life before I got with someone that I'm committed with right now. It may have happened, but on the real, I really shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done that, man. Woo! You go back and you think about that, man, you're like, oh, God, did I just do that? You know, you had a party, and you're like, oh my God, no.
Right.
But it happened. But
you get up in the morning, and you hear this sound right here.
Yes, you do, man. Yes, you do, and you really don't feel good about it. But I don't think sex is good on that first date, man.
Right.
Really?
Well, I mean, of course, a lot of guys, you know, we are thinking that, I mean, especially if she comes down them stairs out that house with them heels on and that dress or some nice-looking pants with her nails done and hair, woo! You're going to think
you
that.
Know, you know what you're thinking. You know what you're thinking.
I'm rich, bitch.
And you're going to try to do everything you can. But check this out. The show is about to end over the online. I guess it's going to end for those that don't know. Go ahead and log on to wearethemiddleman.ning.com. Join, get your profile so you can go back, listen to the show. We can update you, let you know when the show is coming out. And you can also come back to blogtalkradio.com/the middleman. Check out the show. And we appreciate every last one of you guys that are out there listening right now. To all our friends that are listening, thank you very much for calling in. And for the new callers, we hope that you can enjoy what we're bringing to the table right now. But thank everybody. But back to what you were saying there, Al.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you have a nice looking female, I mean, she come, like I said, she comes down them stairs and she is correct. Like, you put into the calculator 1 + 1 = 2, correct? Oh, yeah. Your mind is thinking, like, man, if only I could get some tonight. I just want to feel her body next to my body. You know, sweat, steaming, you know, with the night in like that. It's going to run through your mind. I mean, that's what all guys. unless you're gay. But other than that, that's gonna run through all guys' mind. I mean, you know, that's just being realistic. Real talk.
You're a freak, man.
Oh,
you're probably a freak.
I'm just putting it out there. I mean, you know, I'm a guy. You know, we guys think about sex over 85% of the time of the day.
I think women do the same, man. So, I mean, it's
they
don't act upon it at all times, but you do have those that do. And I ain't mad at none of you that do.
Right. I mean, we all human, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, should there be sex on the first day or when it's too early for a booty call? I mean, I guess, well, I would say a week or two is too early. Probably a month, depending on the girl or the lady.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's take it back to what... Yeah, go ahead.
I think it depends on the person. Because most guys can't handle that kind of, like... You know, like, I don't even know you, but I'm having sex with you. Like, most guys can't handle that kind of situation. So it just depends on the guy. Like, if he's cool and he can handle it and he's not going to act up, then yeah, I think it'll work out. But most guys don't like that.
Well, they don't know better. You have some
right.
that do and some that don't.
That is right. That is right. Well, people, we want to thank you all for listening to us today. You know, we had a great show today. Great topic. Great comment. And next week, it's going to be another heated discussion. We're going to be talking about the traditional woman versus the 21st century woman. Who is better? Who is more, you know, more modern, or if the traditional ways have just gone down the drain? And also, we're going to present it as far as a man's perspective as well, to the traditional man versus the 21st century man as well, too. You know, but we may not get into that last segment. Yeah, go to the website. Go to the website, www.wearethemiddlemen.ning.com, and you can actually listen to our previous shows, and please leave your comments about this particular show as well, too. Set you up a profile. That way you can receive all updates and become interactive on our website. Join.
And we also have a poll on there that you can go ahead and vote for this week's questions and comments and things of that nature. So should there be sex on the first date? Yes, no, always. We have those polls on there. And thank you very much for checking us out this week. We are the Middleman, and I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alan.
And that was Jennifer. Hey, we kind of beat you up this week, so hey, baby, much love to you. Thank you.
Ladies, y'all call in next week and hear about Jennifer, man. Y'all call in, please.